If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day on this memorial of Saint Joseph the Worker. Let us be filled with your Spirit, especially in our working world, and let us come to know the greatness of your love. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is May 1st, and it is also the memorial of Saint Joseph the Worker. Now, why is it celebrated today? And the answer is simple. What's going on in communist countries? It's the celebration of communism because it's May 1st. Well, the church decided that one way to counter that is to make this a special day to recognize the blessedness of work through Saint Joseph the Worker. So that's why today is the memorial of Saint Joseph the Worker. Now, I have the listing here that it's optional. So you can either celebrate Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter, or you can celebrate Saint Joseph the Worker in our parish. I certainly plan to celebrate Saint Joseph the Worker when I show up at Mass this morning. So it's a very powerful day, and it's again designed to counteract the effects of communism. The best example of this can be seen in the book He Leadeth Me by Walter Cheesacke. I've talked to you about that book many times, but that's a Catholic priest who was in the gulags in the Soviet Union because he was a Catholic priest. And he had been tortured until the point that he could confess that he was a spy for the Vatican. Hello. Yeah, I know. And he says right in the book, it was actually someone preaching on what a ridiculous reality, that the Vatican would have spies and that the Vatican would be any good at having spies. That's one of the things I always look at. There's an old saying that one of the proofs that the church is blessed by God is it's still around after 2,000 years. And, I mean, no empire has lasted as long as the church. And that's important because when you look at the history of our church, and we talked earlier in the week about the Avignon papacy, we recognize that it's only through the Holy Spirit that the church is around to the level that it has. And we see that in the reality of the Vatican. And I can assure you that if the Vatican had its own little CIA, it would be ridiculously run. It really would. It just doesn't exist. And that was the problem. They had tortured him to say, yes, he was a spy for the Vatican. And, of course, the other thing is these Soviet agents that had tortured him in prison to make that statement, they understood the church in a different way. So here they were trying to lead him away from believing in God, and they had tortured him to say he believed in that he was a spy for the Vatican. And there was no one there to counter that and say, you realize that's an extremely ridiculous notion. Well, as we continue the story, so when he was in prison, he was forced into slave labor. And so what he did, his labor was he had to work as a carpenter, ironically enough, and he had to build houses in Siberia. They were using them to build houses, you know, so that they could expand their, expand the empire, I guess, in a sense, on the territory that are already owned. I don't know how you best explain that, but he could build these communities. And he had decided he wasn't doing this for God. I mean, for the Soviets, he was doing this for God. And so that's what he did. He served God by doing his work the best way he could. Fascinating story. Well, that's a great thing that brings us back to what St. Joseph the Worker is all about. And in fact, one of the options for the first reading is from Paul's letter to the Colossians, in which he calls everyone to do everything in service to the Lord, do everything in the name of the Lord, which is exactly what he did. But I want you to think of that within your own work. Do everything in service to the Lord, regardless of what you do, whether or not, whether you are a CEO or whether you are the school, whatever, you're the newly hired first grade teacher in a school. You've been working there for about 8 minutes. Do everything in service to the Lord. That's what we're called, which is why your prayer every day is absolutely essential. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We're called to spread God's word, and especially to people who, such as yourselves, may not be able to attend Mass, or may be able to attend Mass, but you're looking for that extra support and you're looking for that extra understanding of what the readings are all about. Well, that's why our program exists, to bring our message of love that God gives to us to give to you, and then you give it to others. That's why we exist. But we need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. And so if you'd like to contact me about being a sponsor or underwriter, please give me a call. You can contact me through our website, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's Saint, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. You could also find ways to contact us through our website for the program, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're looking at that powerful understanding that the Lord blessed work at Genesis, and we understand that he blessed his own work as he blessed his day of rest. And so our call is to do our work in service to Christ. That doesn't mean we have to do this obvious. We don't have to wear a cross on our clothes just to prove that we're doing this for the Lord. What we do have to do is we have to pray, and we ask the Lord in our prayer to bless our work and help us to do the work as he would call us to do. And so that's important. I mean, one of the things that may happen is you may be intensely discouraged. And that happens in your work. You may not, you know, you may recognize, as about 99% of the population does, that you aren't where you expected to be at this time in your life. At this time, you expected to be, you know, the king of your own country or something. I don't know. I'm being facetious. Or the CEO of, a major media organization, or the head of the largest chemical company, whatever it is that you plan to do. And then you find out that you're working in an office, and although doing important work, you are not where you expected to be. But it's important to realize that the Lord has, that this is your opportunity to offer up where you are in service to the Lord, even if you aren't where you expected to be, and even if you aren't where you want to be. That's another thing as well. And to say, well, yes, but somehow the Lord has me doing something that allows me to serve him however I'm doing this. I always remember the important distinction. I always remember this. It's one of my favorite stories. When I was in the Navy, there was this boiler technician. He was probably a boiler technician fireman apprentice. So he was not a very high rank, and all his brothers and sisters were doctors and lawyers. And here he was in the way he looked at it. I'm in the Navy, and all I am is this boiler technician. Well, I don't know if they have a lot of boilers in the Navy now, but back then they did. Back then, the gas turbine engines, which they started building in the Navy, were brand new. So I was there, and there's this boiler technician fireman recruit. And he says, that's all I am is this boiler technician. Well, I went, don't say that. You understand that everyone's life depends on you knowing your job. And he's like, what? I says, you turn the wrong valve, this whole ship explodes. I said, you need to know your stuff. That's the whole point. So you play a very important role in this church. And he smiled, in this ship. And he smiles, really? Yeah, I mean, here he was very discouraged. But that is absolutely true. Every single job, pretty much every single job in the Navy, people rely on every single a person that goes, I guess, for all the military services. Every single person doing their job, it really does. And this really plays itself in the Navy. I suppose you could say the same thing for the Coast Guard. It really plays itself out because maybe someone isn't on the front lines, but every job they do is essential. And if they don't know their job well, or if they don't do their job, there's a problem. And you know, we had a guy on the ship who didn't do his job. He literally... we used to say he did his job with a grease pencil, which means he would check off that he did it when he actually didn't. And we, because of him, one of the things he was supposed to do is check to make sure our flooding alarms worked. And they didn't because he never checked and we didn't know. And we had a huge flood in, of all places, my department. But yeah, we had a huge flood. It was horrendous. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.